Just a day or so after Sprout Pharmaceuticals won FDA approval for its female libido pill, Valeant Pharmaceuticals swooped in with a billion-dollar buyout. Or, as we said around here this morning, another day, another pharmaceutical merger. KPMG, the consulting company, says that in just the first half of 2015, we saw almost $250 billion worth of pharma deals. That is three times the same period a year ago. So from the Health Desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more on M&A on drugs.
The pharmaceutical industry has kind of exploded over the last decade or so. The early stage R&D work traditionally done by the Mercks and Pfizers of the world is now also being done by small startups. Avalere's Dan Mendelsohn says that's possible as DNA sequencing, molecular modeling, and powerful computer costs have plummeted.
It used to be that you needed a huge amount of scale to be able to comb through millions of compounds. And now, you know, drug development is really more about the clinical brain power and less about brawn.
An army of entrepreneurs has entered the industry and is doing early and mid-stage research. With more people in the pool, Big Pharma has developed a new set of skills, namely knowing how to shop for the next blockbuster. Stephen Goldman, an M&A attorney at Cramer Levin, says that's why so many drug makers are snapping up these promising biotechs.
This is their business, and they need to be players in it. And so they're buying these companies.
So, to some extent, traditional R&D by the largest manufacturers is being replaced by smaller outfits. Northwestern's Craig Garthwaite says the question is whether this new model's actually more expensive.
I don't think there's anything inherent in it that we're going to spend more on drugs because we're doing it out of the company as opposed to in the company.
Garthwaite says no one studied that question, and given the concern over the rising cost of drugs, it may be worth taking a look. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.